USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Biden is back at the White House after a holiday week on Nantucket. He immediately received a briefing on the Omicron variant, Biden getting an in-person briefing from the chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and other members of the COVID-19 team at the White House. Dr. Fauci says the rate at which it appears to be able to spread is very concerning, but he says it doesn't necessarily mean the new variant's more deadly than the other forms of the virus.
You don't want people to panic, but you want to know that we're doing everything we can to stay ahead of this.
Many Republicans in particular, like Pennsylvania Representative Lloyd Smucker, are concerned that it's going to lead the federal government to try to step up the idea of mandating things like vaccinations.
That is a decision that every individual should make with their doctor. This is a health decision that should not be mandated by the government.
This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
Hanukkah, the Jewish festival of lights, beginning at sundown tonight, the joyous holiday that commemorates religious freedom won by a tiny band of Jews, the Maccabees, more than 2,000 years ago. That's when the Syrian Greeks tried to suppress Judaism, but the Maccabees recaptured the temple, which was a miracle in itself, and so was the one-day supply of holy oil that burned in the temple menorah for 8 days. There's been a strong earthquake in South America, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Quake occurred at 6:52 local time, just north of Barranca. The quake was also felt in the capital of Lima and other neighboring towns. No major damage or tsunami alerts were reported. A 7.5 earthquake on September 26 in 2005 caused 5 deaths, about 70 injuries, and significant damage to the surrounding region. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Russian authorities have released the names of the 51 people presumed dead after a devastating methane explosion in a Siberian coal mine. It's believed to be the deadliest since 2010. More on the story from USA Radio's Wendy King.
A rescuer at Russia's collapsed Lysvannaya coal mine who went missing was found alive, according to officials, after 51 people died in the mine explosion on Thursday morning. The regional prosecutor has begun an inquiry on whether labor and industrial safety laws were followed, while a government investigation arm has launched a criminal case.
A Pennsylvania man's been killed by a stray bullet while he was eating his Thanksgiving dinner. Authorities near Philadelphia say that bullet went through a window in the man's house in Norristown, hitting him in the torso, and he was flown to a hospital, but he was pronounced dead shortly after arrival. Officials say no one in the home was involved in the argument outside that apparently led to the shooting. The shooter is still at large at last check. Famous Hollywood Bear has passed away. The Vital Ground Foundation says Bart the Bear, too, died, in the words of a statement, silently and naturally in Utah a few days ago. The grizzly was featured in many motion pictures, including Dr. Dolittle 2 and We Bought a Zoo. Also was in the HBO series Game of Thrones. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.